Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Sea swimmers and golfers, and whether or not they should be exempt from the 5 kilometre rule. Listen to Fine Gael Senator Sean Coyne. He was speaking on News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning, and he's calling for an extension of the 5 kilometre travel limit from the home of golfers and sea swimmers.
Those are particular examples of outdoor activities that people can participate in on their own or with another person in regard to golf and still maintain social distancing. So those are the reasons. I'm sure there are others like angling and other such pursuits. But I'm coming at this, I suppose, from a mental health point of view, as we likely face another 5 to 6, or as the Taoiseach said at the weekend, possibly 9 weeks of lockdown. You know, that's going to be very, very difficult for people. And if there are groups that we can give some respite to, give some hope to, I think that should be looked at.
James is on the line in County Kildare. James, thanks for being with us on Lunchtime Live today. Well, what do you make of Senator Sean Coyne's suggestion?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
I think it makes perfect sense. We need to start from a position of why not, as opposed to the position we're always at, which is no. It's a constant no, no, no. We're in a far better position 12 months on from when we first found out about this pandemic, but yet nothing seems to have changed, and we seem to be in a worse position in terms of lockdowns. We've the longest lockdown in Europe by far. There's 180,000 golfers in the country. There's 80,000 tennis players. I don't know how many sea swimmers there are or hill walkers. But if it's safe to do and it's in the open air and you're able to socially distance, I say why not? People need some sort of an outlet. I'll give you an example. My father is 72. His only outlet is golf. Him and his friends play it usually twice a week. He hasn't seen his friends since early December. And why not allow him to go out and do this safely?
Is it only for golfers and sea swimmers, though? What about the...
No, any activity that we can do safely outdoors, we should be saying, why not? Is there scientific evidence that says it's going to cause a surge in infections? And if there's no evidence to it, that's what we need to give people hope. We can't just keep saying no, no, no without any leeway. We've done 2 months of this already. As I said, we've had the longest lockdown of any country in Europe. So why not give us a little bit of hope and allow us to go out and do something outdoors?
So you were obviously looking, James, yesterday for a little bit of relaxation on the 5 kilometres, even to...
Absolutely. Yeah. In my view, we should be going to level 4 on the 5th of March and going back to what we did last year, getting anybody who's vulnerable to cocoon. We've so much more information
this year.
Would that not mean then
that your dad that you just spoke about there, that you're hoping that might get out to play golf with his friends once or twice a week, would that not mean
it
he'd be back?
It should be his choice to cocoon if he wants to. At the minute, he has no outlet. His only outlet, and all his friends are all in their 70s, they're all retired, they're sitting in houses, they're going downhill. They're most definitely going downhill. They would be out playing twice a week, and believe me, their quality of golf means that they are never any closer than about 200 metres.
Right.
Because they hit golf balls.
He mightn't appreciate you saying that, James.
It's the truth, and I'll be honest with him. But that is the truth. And every hole is on about 6 or 8 acres. And the way golf is working, I only can say about golf, and I'm not trying to be just focused on that. It's like anything that we can socially distance.
I think Sean Coyne's suggestion today, though, it was quite specifically actually about golf and sea swimming.
I think I also heard in the interview this morning say, he mentioned hill walking as well. Fishing, like I think I saw somebody getting a fine for fishing on their own at the side of a river.
You see,
now, that's illogical.
Right. You see, I suppose the thing is, the rules are at the moment, it's the 5 kilometres. And look, James, I'm with you in that, you know, I was hoping yesterday there would be some little bit of a relaxation just on the kilometres. And even if it meant that we couldn't meet up with people and we still couldn't meet up with people in, you know, in their garden or their homes. And I appreciate all of that. But even just to be able to, you know, to take a different walk or, you know,
totally
go for a different run or, you know, something
totally
as
agree with you.
Simplistic as
when
that.
When you're looking for people to work hard for you, when you're looking to keep people on board, whether it's in work or whether it's in sport, you have to give them something to bring them with you. When they've done 2 months of very difficult lockdown, and that comes on top of whatever 5 or 6 months of various lockdowns throughout the year, when you've done that, you have to bring the people with you and give them a little bit of something instead of just constantly saying no. We won't even get into the shambles of the communications the government's making on it. That's a whole different argument. But you need to give people something, because what's happening, and you'll have seen it on Sunday, in any park or any beach or any hill or mountain, they were packed. And the reason being is people are saying, hey, in cases are down at the 600s, I need to get out and live, and I need to do something for my own mental health.
Okay.
So if you're not going to give it to them, I think they're going to take it, but they're also going to start loosening other restrictions themselves. They're going to have people enter their houses because you're not giving them anything back for all the hard work they've done.
Okay. 1890-453-106 is the number if you want to share your views with us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Catherine's also on the line. Well, Catherine, do you think this is a good idea?
Hi, Andrea. Actually, I don't, because if you open up just for outdoor activities, there's an awful lot of people, if Sean Coyne is coming from the mental health aspect, there's an awful lot of people, Andrea, that use the gym to deal with mental health issues. And not just that, but I feel if you just open up to golfers or beach walkers, I mean, we all love something. We all would love to be doing our passionate, you know, love. But you're going to cause so much more division amongst the people of the country. Is there not enough division between all of us? We're all turning on each other. We're watching who's going in next door, how many kilometres you're going outside your zone. I mean, we don't need any more division at a time when we all should be pulling together. And if he, you know, has suggested golfers and sea swimmers, where I know they love it, that's their passion. A lot of people need this. We all need something, Andrea, to have a little bit of, you know, hope and stuff. We do not need more division. And my feeling is that that's where we'll lead. More anger, more frustration, and more, you know, just total despair, really,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Where are you based, Catherine?
I'm based in Tralee in County Kerry.
Okay, you're in Kerry.
And I would love today, Andrew, to be out on the beach, but they're all outside my 5K. I would love to be out there watching the waves. It's very stormy here today. Beautiful, you know, would be really good for a nice walk. But I don't, because, you know, we're not supposed to. I'm not saying that I'm perfect.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
by any means. But I just think there's so much division being caused since COVID came to this country a year ago. And it's very sad, actually, for all of us that we should be pulling together. We're supposedly all in this together. But if this is where, you know, the Fine Gael minister is coming from, it's not very, you know, gel forming, we'll say, or glue forming.
Okay.
You know? I just don't think, where do you stop then? There's people that love the mountains. There's friends of mine, they love hill walking. They meet up with groups of friends, you know, one or two of them, whatever. They used to. But like, where do you stop then?
Well, let's just even, James is still with us here too, Catherine. Like,
yes.
James, Catherine has a fair point there. Where do you stop?
Well, I disagree with Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi,
and
James.
And you're in Kerry, which has exceptionally low COVID rates. If we see somebody having joy or pleasure or some respite in an activity, we should begrudge them that, and that divides us. I disagree with that argument. If I see anybody who can get any sort of respite from these lockdowns, no matter what that is from, whether it's having a coffee outside, whether it's hitting a golf ball into a bush most of the time, I don't think that's divisive. I think.
James, I know what you're saying, but the way that Sean Coyne phrased it, he said that mental health for golfers and sea swimmers and anglers was more important than the mental health for the rest of us. So, I mean, where do you end? Either, you know, lock down all of us or lock down nobody.
You see, I wonder about people maybe, you know, Catherine, like yourself, that are, I don't know, are you outside of Tralee town or, you know...
I'm in the town.
You're in the town, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm thinking of other people in Kerry, and I'm thinking of people at home in Donegal, where actually, you know, the beaches are beyond your 5 kilometres. They might be within 7 or 10 kilometres of your home, but they're not within the five. And,
right.
You know, for them, I know from talking to people in, you know, last night and yesterday evening that they were hoping to just be able to go for a walk on the beach. Just, you know, they're not looking to go to a different town, but just even within their own catchment. And there is a, you know, it's a lot easier in the likes of the cities and in Galway and in Cork and in Dublin. There are a lot more parks and places we can go to. But if you're beyond that, your options
exactly,
are limited.
Yeah, so Sean Coyne's saying golfers, anglers and sea swimmers. He stopped at that. So why not give everybody, James, I agree with you completely, either lock down all of us or lock down nobody.
Okay.
And let people go out and use whatever form to deal with their mental health, their isolation. And they're just, you know, there's no, and definitely James is right. The communication is completely lacking.
Okay. You're listening to Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. It's 1890-453-106 if you want to join us here on the programme. Dave is also on the line in Greystones. Dave, you're a sea swimmer. What do you think of this?
Andrea, hello. It's good to talk to you again.
You too.
Well, I mean, I agree with Sean Coyne and with James because, and I don't mean to go against Catherine, but I think if people have an outlet to allow them to use part of their day in a kind of a structured way, like I sea swim every day, it gets me focused. I get out, I go on my bike, and any of the swimmers I see, they're very conscious of social distancing. And the mental health, as Sean Coyne was saying, benefits are enormous. And I think with the continued doom and gloom in the sense of more lockdown, longer lockdowns, as James was saying, like people getting out to play some golf. Now, I don't play golf, so I can't comment on that. But certainly, you know, it's at the beginning, people were allowed to walk, go for a walk. That was encouraged. These, I think, are just extensions of that point. And I think they can't really have any impact in causing COVID numbers to rise. And I think that the benefits outweigh the disadvantages.
Okay.
If
what
there
about
are any
congregating, though, you know, Dave, after maybe the... Mm. And I'm not saying that everybody, you know, like as James pointed out there, you know, his father might meet one or two people in a large golf course to go golfing, or you might have people who'll go for a swim on their own that mightn't be with anybody at all.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of a fear about congregation.
Well, this is the point, Andrea. There is a case where people then go for coffee afterwards. But, I mean, coffee shops here, I know in Greystones, are very strict about the way they handle the situation. People have to go in 2 metres apart. They'll sit over. There's a plaza here down by the harbour. People will sit over there on the bench, but they'll be well up distance. I haven't seen any groups like it happened, you know, in past years where people are close up to each other. I think people are being extremely responsible, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's balancing the needs of people. I mean, if you're stuck in a house, I have an elderly neighbour here who'll keep an eye on. And he's a wonderful, wonderful man. And he walks around the block. That's all he does. And if he doesn't do that, he feels he just hasn't been outside the door. And it would really impact on him terribly, you know. Now, he's not going sea swimming, obviously. But, that's his little way of just getting out, going around the block, and he feels, I've been out, I've done something.
Yeah, I have a text in here on the News Talk text line. This listener says, I have no problem with people travelling outside the 5 kilometre limit for exercise to a park, a beach or a forest park. No one is going to get COVID in these outdoor scenarios with massive social distancing, but a person could get COVID going next door to a party or a coffee morning. Exercise should be encouraged by the government, whether it's inside or outside the 5 kilometre limit. It's essential for the health and body of the mind and also the nation. It's not how far you travel, it's what you do when you get there that's actually the issue. John is also on the line in Kildare. John, you're a fisherman. What do you think?
Hi, yeah. Well, I'm a musician, I suppose, primarily, but haven't obviously done any of that since last March, unfortunately. But, I mean, normally my thing would be to go fly fishing, and in pre-pandemic times, like, I'd go out of my way not to meet anyone anyway because I want to go on my own. Like, so I would normally go with a full tank of petrol and pack lunch for myself. I'd leave the house early in the morning and wouldn't see anyone from one end of the day till the other until I got home. And that would be during normal times. So, I mean, it's not changing anything for me to operate in that way. And now I'd be going to places that are completely in the middle of nowhere. And I just don't see really the logic in having a 5 kilometer limit on something like that. The other point I wanted to make was that I heard, I think it was Killian de Gascon on the radio, saying basically that it's the ancillary things around it that he's concerned with. People meeting up, say, or going getting a coffee or getting...
Or even stopping maybe at the petrol station, you know, to fill up.
Yeah,
the...
exactly. But I mean... As far as I'm concerned, you can't really have it both ways. I mean, if you can't trust people to do that, how can you trust people to, like, isolate or quarantine in their own homes after coming home from the airport or any of the other things that are supposed to be mandatory but are essentially voluntary? So if people are be trusted to do that, I mean, surely they can be trusted to do much more sensible things like staying on their own if they want to go out and do something like fishing. Or
so,
I mean, it's not just fishing.
Yeah, when were you last fishing, John?
Oh, whenever the season closed last year, sometime in September. See, mm-hmm. fly fishing season opens in March and closes in September. But I mean, it's not just fishing. There's other things. I mean, like hill walking or anything else. There's literally zero danger of transmission in being out in the middle of standing in a river for a couple of hours, where you'd be lucky to see cattle or sheep. You're definitely not going to see people.
Right, okay. Yeah, listen, John, thanks for getting in touch with us here on the programme. Gerard has got in touch too in the News Talk text line. He says, people walking all over Curra Golf Course. The only people who cannot walk on the golf course are the members of the club. It's absolutely crazy, says Gerard. Ed has got in touch in 53106 to say that he agrees with aspects of what's being said, but it's not about saying no. It's about limiting the movement of people. And we will forever be in lockdown this year until we have herd immunity or a vaccinated population. We need this to be the last lockdown. Caroline in Shankill says, do these people not care about the really hard working healthcare workers and that are putting themselves at risk? So much selfishness from some people. It's all me, me, me. It's all about, that's all some people are about, according to Caroline. You can keep them coming into us.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.